Metropolis. Hooked on Necropolis. Addict of Metropolis. Do the worm on Necropolis. Slam dance Cosmopolis. Enlighten the populace.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 100XX. It's very similar to every other podcast out there, only it's randomized. We have an algorithm we put the show through and just make it out of parts of other shows. So, Tim Schafer's a genius, just absolutely hilarious guy. I'll never laugh aloud at his games, but I'm just such an irreverent baby boomer yuppie. I don't laugh aloud at anything. Yeah, we just had a small indie team in studio with us last week after the show. We got drunk together, did a little blow, sucked each other off, fucked each other's wives. Then we murdered a homeless man, and let me tell you, for some reason, his game just fucking, the game that guy was working on just flew to the top of my radar. It's fantastic. You know, games don't have to be fun. You know, if you're looking for fun in a video game, that's a sure sign of a low intelligence individual. If you're looking for pure entertainment, you're part of the problem. I'm 23 years old. I've never had a real job in my life. I've had a real problem, you know, but I'm a real champion for the downtrodden and the working man, while at the same time attacking them. So here's a full-length Hillary Clinton ad. Vote for her in the campaign, you know. And, hi, we're a couple of talking heads. We're radio personalities, and let's guide you step-by-step through how to build a PC, including specific model numbers of what we used. Because that's really interesting to, like, three autistic people out there. And then we have some guests we're going to bring on. Some real D-list fucking internet celebrities. I don't even know who they are, but I threw some shit on the wall out there, and they're the ones that stuck. So, yeah, we're going to have them on. And, yeah, plus I saw they have a higher Twitter follower count than I do. So, yeah, let's let them ramble about fucking absolute fucking horseshit while I agree with everything they say. Then for the final segment of the show, here's some awful fucking dance music I fucking made. And yeah, video games. Right, I'll talk about video games too. Let's go over the first half an hour of four bottom of the barrel fucking Steam trash games I played, because yeah, I get them sent to me free, so free codes for them. So let's look at those. But there's no advertising on the show, I swear. But yeah, don't look too deeply into that either. Just take my word for it. I don't know. Let's read directly from the internet. Let's do that for a little bit. Then look up some user reviews. Those, if I don't like them, they don't matter. But you know, if they go along with what I think, they do matter. So yeah, I don't know. We still have some time to kill. So let's read from my Twitter feed for a little bit and from my sycophantic fucking fans. Yep, let's just read what they have to say about me. Oh, look at that, I'm right about everything, and I'm fucking great. And yeah, don't forget to send your feedback in. We have 50 different fucking places you can do that, and I'll fucking, I'll neglect everybody, every one of them. So, but yeah, we're real fucking community driven though. By that I mean it's like a band, you know. We're just like a band that plays for other bands, and you know, the ones that are waiting to get up on the stage. So, oh, fucking my dinner's ready. I gotta run. Thanks for paying for this premium episode that was 5 minutes long. I gotta be doing something right, because our subscriber count just shot up by 100 people or so. It seems to happen every time I pay for fucking bot accounts. So I don't know. It's the strangest thing that's some kind of correlation there. I don't know. That was a bad intro, I know. that was me acting. This is what you call acting, so I'm done. It's not that, it was better on paper. I didn't fucking practice, but I'm on like a time thing now, so whatever. I'm not going to fucking re-record it. Deal with it. It's going to be a bad episode. Episode 158. It's going to be bad. A bad one. I'm Absolute Deicide, voice actor extraordinaire. Gruntfreepress.com is a website where maybe, just maybe, there's some new content up there. There's not. I've been working on a fucking banner saga review for pretty much the entire week I started. I think I have like two paragraphs done. It's been fucking wicked. I don't know, out of it. So yeah, you just have to go look for yourself though. There's nothing new on there. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. If you can still send an entry, naming all the if you can name all those podcast impressions I was doing there, I'll give you a shout out on the show. It might be too easy, and you know, I was so spot on. But here's a bonus one. I'll try for this one. Hold on, let me get into character here. This podcast is unnecessary, and that's not a clever name. It's really unnecessary. I look like Billy Joe Armstrong fucked Carrot Top, and my co-host is a fucking flaming homosexual who's gonna cry about toxic masculinity on the internet. And the videos I put out are painfully unfunny. You wouldn't even know who the fuck I am if I didn't suck James Rolfe's cock on that one fucking time. So it's a tough one, I know. A spot on my part. I don't even know if those fucking guys are even fucking around anymore. I have no idea. I mean, they might have died from the old fucking California AIDS rain that blankets the state every 2 years. But yeah, to a 20XX. That's why I was doing the episode XX, randomized shit. It was a stretch, I know. Again, bad week. It's going to be a bad show. So, that was the whole reason for that fucking shit. So, yeah, I beat 20XX. The game, I touched on that game last week. It's the randomized Mega Man clone roguelike thing. To recap a little bit, 20XX, I mean, the game plays like Mega Man X, which that collection came out today, which I'm going to fucking play. I've only ever played the first fucking Mega Man X, so... 20XX plays like Mega Man X. You, go through procedurally generated levels, and... Yeah, I mean, they're not up to the design of, like, a real Mega Man game. They're still pretty good for what they are. I mean, it's impressive how it's set up. Like, not only do the stages work and they fit together pretty well, about as well as fucking most generic indie fucking throwback platformers, you know, where it's fucking like, yeah, it's kind of like an old game. It's not really designed as well, usually. So yeah, I mean, there might be like an odd thing every now and then where you'll go down like a side path in a level, and there will be like fucking like nothing there. I'm like, oh, I found like this. Like, if it was a fucking normal like designed game, it'd be like, oh, I found like some shit. Like, I found a way to get up on top of a fucking roof somewhere if I fucking like jumping off like, you know, in the fucking air, you know, from like another platform off screen. I just happen to land on like a roof of something else and fucking. Seems like there'd be like a secret there, but it's like, no, there's just fucking nothing there. You know, it's just a fucking roof, like that type of thing. Or you'll climb to the top or whatever. Like, find like somebody would be like, oh, this would be a fucking secret path somewhere. I found like a secret, but, and then it's, or yeah, some of the times too, you'll try to like go up on top of like a roof, you know, like a fucking platform of like fucking like, again, like, oh, this is whatever. I have like the double jump or some shit. I can get up here and fucking like it'll be like an invisible wall, kind of just like, no, this isn't part of the level, like you can't go here, like that happens too, where it's like it tells you to fuck off and go back down or whatever. So yeah, just you know, shit like that. It's like fucking like, yeah, you know, it's says it's good, good design game for it's a good design procedurally generated game, you know, but not quite as good as a real fucking handcrafted fucking artisan platformer. So yeah, I mean the cool thing is, I mean, what I can fucking appreciate about that, about the algorithm that they're using is, yeah, I mean, but what they do is, you know, you can go through fucking any level. I mean, there's three or four different themes they use, or like whatever, like biomes, if you want to call them that, for the levels. It's like four different ones. It's like an ice stage, a fucking forest stage, sky stage. And the sky stage is just fucking a lot of like moving platforms and shit. An industrial stage, which is like conveyor belts and fucking whatever, molten metal and fucking exhaust jets and shit that you're trying to avoid. I think how it works is they use each one of those biomes like twice to make like eight levels. So it's like, all right, it's four of those four, and then like there'll be like another version of that. It's kind of the same thing, but whatever order you go in, no matter what stage you pick, you know, doesn't fucking matter. It's going to be the further you progress, the harder the levels get. You know, it just gets progressively fucking harder. Like, you know, the algorithm is fucking generating something that's going to be more difficult. So I mean, that's kind of cool, you know. So you know, you start off on an ice level. It's you know, it'll be like real easy, and you'll blow right through the fucking level. So it's like, all right, ice levels aren't really a problem in this game, you know. It's fucking, there's not much there for like hazards or anything. It's just like, yeah, as far as like ice levels go in games, like fucking like, oh, this is easy if you do it first, you know. But then you could pick that same stage, like pick the same fucking boss and shit. And if you're doing like the eighth, you know, if you do that as the eighth stage instead of the fucking the first stage, it can be a fucking like nightmare, you know what I mean? Where it's fucking just icicles fucking flying at you from all the fucking every wall and fucking ceiling and shit, and you're trying to jump on these tiny little platforms, and you know, it just gets fucking real technical, fucking wall jumping, and there's fucking exploding penguins everywhere. And so, I mean, that's, you know, all the other stages do the same thing too. You're getting harder and harder versions of it the later you play them in the game. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of procedurally generated levels in general, but yeah, if you're gonna go that route, I mean, these are pretty good for that. Is what it comes down to. So yeah, I mean, after you defeat the initial eight stages, as I kind of predicted, I've played a Mega Man game or two in my day. Yeah, so you beat like the initial eight, you go through eight stages, then there's more game to be played, more game you can go through. It's not quite like the Wily stages. I mean, you don't have to like, they don't make you fight every fucking boss in the game again or anything like that. It's just two additional stages you're going through with new bosses at the end. The stages you're doing, it's kind of like a mashup of the other stages that you went through, the other biomes or whatever, you know. So it's, you know, borrowing elements from each one of them. And I was kind of expecting it to be like, oh, this is fucking like brutally hard, you know, after you beat like the first eight, and it's fucking, it's like, all right, well, this is gonna be fucking hard as shit doing these last two. So yeah, I'd only played probably a total of like, I don't know, 15, 20 runs of the game I went through, you know, like just 15 tries or so. And there was still like plenty of like items and upgrades and shit I hadn't unlocked yet. You know, I just couldn't fucking like, didn't have enough for the currency they had to unlock them. So, and I barely fucking scraped by like those first eight stages. Like I beat it with like barely any health left and shit. I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to fucking die in these additional fucking stages is going to fucking like murder me. I'm going to have to go back and fucking, you know, buy more shit and fucking upgrade and shit. But, yeah, I actually found the end of it, the end of the game to be relatively easy. I mean, I might've just been fucking lucky with the layout they were giving me and the upgrades I picked up along the way. But I mean, you do learn like what's fucking worthwhile to do, like what's worthwhile to fucking like grab, you know what I mean? As far as like the items go. You know, like the boss weapons, they give you, after each boss, it doesn't just give you a weapon. You can pick it's like, do you want the weapon or do you want like something else, like another fucking reward, another upgrade? So there's only like three of the boss weapons I actually found like helpful, you know, that I was using a lot. One was a fucking, like an icicle shot that shatters. Just shoots out like an icicle, then it hits a wall, it'll fucking shatter, and it is fucking into like whatever, eight different fucking smaller icicles, and that'll fucking like blanket like the entire room with fucking, you know, potential damage. So that's good. Then there's like a fire shield that encircles you, just fucking goes around in a circle, just protects you, kind of like the Mega Man 2 wood shield, you know, which is always fucking good. It's like, this shit everywhere is gonna fucking pop this rotating shield. The third one I picked up, I can't remember, so maybe that one wasn't all that great, I don't know. But yeah, after you beat a, you know, you're saying like, you know, you'll beat a boss and it just doesn't just give you the fucking like the boss weapon. It's like, all right, now you can, Either get his weapon, or you can pick up a health upgrade, or get a pick up like currency that you can use to get, you know, you can spend that later to get like better upgrades that you want, other than the boss one here. So I mean, yeah, you can fucking skip like five or six boss weapons to get fucking just like health upgrades and like fucking energy upgrades and like whatever, just like speed and damage upgrades and shit. So I was doing that, and like by the end of it, I had fucking so much like health, like max health. They weren't displaying it with like pips, you know. It wasn't just fucking like squares, because that wouldn't fucking like fit on the screen. Like there was just like so much fucking health I had. It was give me like a number. It'd be like, you know, like 16/32 health, like 16 out of 32 health. And just fucking picking up, you know, attack boost that fucking stack. And you learn what armor abilities you want and what to avoid, and what, you know, just like your utility or whatever. Like, it's like, hey, you know, you get like a double jump. It's like, oh, that's always good. And, you know, in most games, double jumps are good. And then like later on, it's like, oh, well, these are like, they give you like cover boots that'll let you float in the air for a few seconds, which, I mean, that can be helpful in certain places, but it can also like really fuck up your timing, you know, really bad. Like, especially if you're like a double tapper out of habit when you're jumping, like I am. I just fucking like jump and like fucking like whatever, just fucking, whether I have the double jump or not, I just kind of like hit it twice just to make sure, like fucking, you know what I mean, it fucking it registered that I fucking hit the button. So same with the I mean, I just stick with the fucking double jump. It's like fucking like, it's like, ah, cool, I have that hover thing, but I'm just gonna be like, again, you get like bypass some of the fucking like harder platforms with that shit, just like hover right past it for a couple seconds. But I don't know, I'd rather have a fucking double jump. Then you have like a double charge thing too, where you can charge up your arm cannon for double damage, you know, and just fucking like, if you hold it down longer, it charges up twice, which is good. And then like fucking like, but I'd have that, and I kept running into another ability that would fucking replace that for it's like, oh, a shot that'll go in like four directions at a time. It's like, oh, that sounds good, you know, or it's fucking like, oh, it's gonna go, just get more shots out, but that replaces the fucking, the double charge or whatever. So it's like fucking like, yeah, that's kind of shitty. just stick with the fucking, the double charge. So yeah, I mean, you just have to learn the difference between fucking what works for you, what doesn't, like bad and good. Just learn the difference between what's bad and what's good in the game, which is, life's ultimate test, isn't it, really? They even try, it's just like, you know, again, it's kind of like a trial and error thing. Like, you know, you try, the game tries fucking with you on purpose. Like, they'll have secret areas that you'll find, and there will be a gate that'll say like fucking whatever, like a sign next to the door. This is like totally nice laboratory or something like that. And you'll go inside there, and there'll be like an upgrade sitting there, but it'll be like a fake upgrade that fucking like significantly lowers all your fucking, your stats, and it makes it so that you can't fucking fire your weapon at all. So you just fucking run around with fucking a bunch of like, you know, junk, like shit just fucking floating around you. And like, I did that like once, and I'm like, I thought that was something, I thought that might be something like really useful at first. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you just walk around like floating, like just like junk armor parts floating around you, then like one little satellite that'll like shoot something like randomly like every fucking whatever couple seconds, it'll just fucking like fire out a shot. So yeah, when I first got that, I'm like, that might be it's like, I wonder if this is some kind of challenge, like if you finish a level with that shit on, like maybe you'll get like some crazy reward, you know, like fucking like, oh, that's like whatever, it'll fucking like transform into like some kind of like mega suit or like come together, you know, like fucking give you fucking like a real fucking leg up. But no, it's just fucking, it's just there to fuck with you, you know, just kind of like a beginner's trap type thing, which, Yeah, I actually fell for that twice. Just like the second time, I just fucking, I'm like, maybe like it's something different. And I fucking like pick it up and it's like, no, it still sucks. It's fucking just there to fuck with you. So I just fucking jumped off a fucking ledge and killed myself. Started over. So yeah, 20XX, fucking good game. I know I said that fucking, I was saying like fucking the last run that I did and I fucking beat it was like, it was pretty easy. Like fucking just, it wasn't like too much trouble. It was just fucking, it wasn't like, I'm like, I'm almost going to fucking like die the entire time. Like towards the end, it was like, I was doing pretty good. Like picking up fucking health and just doing fine. But still, like, fucking, goddamn, if my fucking heart wasn't pounding by the end of it, you know, like, with the last fucking boss, I'm just fucking, like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, you know what I mean, I was getting, like, the yellow, you know, third of my fucking health left and shit, and I was like, fucking, like, Jesus, man, if I fucking, the last boss wasn't fucking particularly fucking hard or anything like that, but it's like, fucking, you know, I'm just taking a few hits, and just, you know, just the thought of, like, getting that far of like to the last boss in this fucking game, then fucking up and having to start all over again and like not knowing what you're gonna get for like levels, if it's gonna be fucking like way harder or what. But yeah, some fucking classic sweaty fucking white knuckle shit right there. They nailed that fucking feeling anyway. Random Mega Man. It kind of works. I mean, review. Should I put a review up? Yes, no. Maybe let's fucking procedurally generate one from other sites and just do it in like different languages and shit. Just throw it up there. I went to Mars again. That seems to be a popular destination these days. You know, fucking Red Faction. Go to that Mars. Defiance. 2050, Defiance isn't fucking Mars, I guess, it's fucking Earth, but terraformed into, like, a fucking floaty, spacey, fucking Mars-like planet with fucking, Starship Troopers fucking bugs running around everywhere. Video game bugs is another fucking trend, too, but, I wasn't gonna talk about fucking Defiance this week. I don't even know if I fucking talked about it at all, the Defiance 2050, other than, like, a couple seconds, but... I'm gonna now, but fuck it. Yeah, there's no fucking rules here. Do what I want. Do what I want. So yeah, I mean, I played a good fucking at this point, like 10 hours or so. I put into fucking the new Defiance 2050. And yeah, I mean, it's the same fucking game as the original. Same thing. I mean, they just messed with the skill tree a little bit. Like before it was, the skills were set up. If you played enough for the game and you fucking leveled, if you just leveled the fuck out of your character, you'd have every skill in the game unlocked by the end. Like by the time you're leveled up, like everything, you have like every fucking skill was just you can just pick from them, do whatever you want. It was just like classless, you know. You only have like whatever. I forget exactly, like three skills, like active skills, like at a time you could fucking have, but you could like, you know, you can mix and match it however you wanted to, you know, just if whatever worked for you. I like that system, and for the most part too, as far as I could tell, it was fairly balanced. I mean, I didn't see anybody fucking really running around with like an Uber build or anything like that. I mean, you'd use just use skills that seemed really powerful combined together, like that type of thing, and then fucking like, I'm doing pretty fucking well. Making it work, but then you get fucking rocked by somebody, you're like, dude, let's just be using a fucking completely different build of fucking like, I'm running around with a shield or whatever the fuck it was, or super speed, and like, I'm fucking pretty good in a shotgun. It's like, it seems fucking smart, and it's like, no, there's somebody with a fucking invisibility and a fucking sniper over there, and shit like that, you know, just fucking, it just seemed pretty balanced. It just seemed like there were counters to everything, you know. Again, I'm sure there were some fucking autistic fucking Reddit queers with fucking spreadsheets fucking and shit just crunching the numbers of like, I only got three more DPS if you use this fucking upgrade and blah blah blah. But for the most part, I thought, again, just for like an open system like that, it was surprisingly fucking balanced. And then they changed it for the reboot for Defiance 2050, which is like it's just like a strict class system where you only have You only have like a handful of skills that you can choose for each class. Like as you're upgrading, they'll give you a choice of like A or B. Like fucking like here's like just your tree is like really fucking small, and you still can't even get all of those. Like you get to pick like A or B. Do you want like, reload faster or fucking have like a better fucking grenade cooldown? Like that's like a choice of which one you want to upgrade. You can't even fucking pick the other one. Yeah, I mean, I haven't leveled up and fucking played with the system enough to say like, oh, that's a good thing or a bad thing or if it's fucking like balanced or whatever. But, in theory, just like the concept of that, of just like taking away the choice of like, here's fucking everything. And then, you know what I mean? It's like that way when people were max level in the game, or I mean, probably, I think it was probably past, you'd have to be max level and fucking play a shit ton more to like get all the skills unlocked. But it's just like, once you're at that point, it's like, well, everybody's pretty much on the same page. They have like access to everything they want. You know, everybody has access to the same fucking thing. It's just like a matter of like just picking and choosing like what kind of build you want from there, you know? It's not like fucking like, oh, you know, you have to fucking level up and grind through another fucking guy. It's like, no, you just fucking like pick whatever you want, fucking set it up, try it out, experiment with it. And even at, different like slots, like character slots, you just like hit pause and be like, all right, here's slot A of this guy and then slot B of like another build, and just fucking like instantly choose like on the fly, you know. So again, it's just like the overall concept of that, of taking that away and just having it be just like, oh, you gotta pick like a class and every, you know, that class is gonna have a certain build and blah blah blah, like I don't know. We'll see. Again, I haven't fucking leveled up fucking anybody. But again, I've only played like fucking 10 hours of it. So they tweak some other shit too, like, how weapon upgrades work, and they messed with, I think they removed some weapon types, or they haven't fucking like even put them in the game yet, but no, it's like fucking, there's a couple new ones, like this is my healing robot, and there used to be some fucking, I forget what the hell they were called, that you like a fucking gun that like shot like a bug out, like a virus that would just fucking attach to people and slow them down and like drain the health and shit. I mean, like as far as like the weapon upgrades go, that again, that's kind of like end game stuff. I don't really have a strong opinion on it one way or another. I'm still, again, early on as you're playing, just kind of like whatever new weapon you get, it's like, does this do more damage than my other one? I'm going to fucking like pick it, like that type of thing. So it's just different. Again, I can't really comment on it being better or worse or whatever, but, it's different, and fucking any kind of change always frightens and confuses me. So we'll see how that goes. What I can say for sure though, is the game's pretty fucking laggy. That was an issue in the fucking original, the OG fucking Defiance. It had lag issues and server issues and shit. And yeah, I mean, Defiance 2050 might actually be worse. You'll be shooting at a fucking hellbug or a fucking raider, and they'll be fucking like jumping all over the place. Like, not like jumping, you know, not like fucking like, Halo jumping or anything like that. I mean, they'll teleport like 10 feet away from where they were, and like in a second, you know what I mean? Just fucking just shooting at them here and fucking like, oh, they just like skip, like time jumped over to another spot just because of the fucking lag and shit. And yeah, that just fucking looks shitty. You know, it looks fucking real crappy, but you can deal with it. I mean, I just don't understand why that wouldn't be like a priority fix for, they're doing a reboot of the game. You know, this is a fucking problem in the original one, and especially when the entire reasoning for re-releasing the game was that it was, they're running it on like a new engine, which, you know, it's fucking like, oh, we're doing like a brand new engine and fucking like whatever, we're going to go over and just like tweak all, you know, smooth out everything, and fucking it's more powerful, and, you know, the systems that it's going to be on is more powerful, so, you know, the hardware, so it's going to be able to run everything, and then we can just tweak everything and fucking redo it and just fix what we fucked up. But apparently this new engine just fucking transfers over like all the fucking broken shit from the old engine. So, So yeah, there's also, you know, there's that kind of like lag of just like server lag, you know, of fucking like enemies fucking jumping all over the place, not their positioning being all fucked up. But there's another kind of lag that just fucking happens randomly. The game will just fucking completely freeze for like 5 to 10 seconds, just like fucking just freeze up, lag freeze, and that I never had that happen before. And the other one, in the original fucking Defiance. You know, you'll be in the fucking the middle of a firefight, and then just fucking just completely fucking locks up. You know, just fucking just you can't do anything. And just fucking the screen just freezes, and then a little kick back in, and fucking like, you know, it's fucking like, okay, now you can go. And it's fucking sometimes it'll be almost fucking dead. You know, people have been shooting at you as your shit's been fucking frozen. So yeah, that can be kind of a little bit of a fucking problem. You know. Yeah, I tried going. I tried doing like some. They have like vehicle trials, vehicle time trials. It's just fucking just be like a side mission, or just fucking like a stopwatch. You fucking pick it. It's like, all right, you get to drive through these fucking rings. You know, they give you like a car, or an ATV, and just fucking just try to hit the par time or whatever. You know, you get like fucking bronze, silver, gold, depending on how you do. And I tried doing those, and those were kind of like janky before too. Again, the original game, those were kind of iffy. Just because, you know, the vehicles were floaty to begin with, the vehicle handling. But yeah, there's still all the fucking world events that are going on as you're trying to race too. Like fucking like I'm trying to do this fucking race, but they don't like put you into like a separate instance or anything as you're doing that. You're not just by yourself like doing these fucking races. You know, you're not like on a course, you know, as you're just fucking like going through the rings like in the fucking the game world, and this fucking like, hey, you know, a fucking side mission fucking pops up like right in the middle of your fucking like path and shit. I'm like a fucking gang of raiders and shit shooting at you as you're trying to do it. And, it kind of ends up being like luck of the draw, you know. It's like fucking, they're going to fucking like spawn here, or you're going to be able to fucking like juke out of the way of them, or they're going to be fucking shooting half a dozen rockets at you from fucking off screen and blowing up your vehicle and shit. And then it's like, yeah, then you're fucked. Like, you know what I mean? Just fucking, you're done. Like your time's fucking ruined. You got to wait like fucking like 10 seconds to like spawn another vehicle after yours is fucking done. So it's like, oh, there goes like this fucking, like at that point, it's like, I'm impossible to get like, you know, get like a medal or whatever. So, but I mean, I did them before. I mean, they were possible in the original game. I did them all. I got fucking gold medals in every one of them. It was frustrating even before, but it could be done if you just fucking just kept trying again. Just fucking like, all right, I got to learn. Just fucking just, you know, what's going to happen. And just a little bit of luck, a little bit of skill, and you can do it. But yeah, for this one here, for the new improved fucking Defiance. I tried doing one, and like racing for like a minute, and then just fucking like, oh, just get that freezing, like the lag freeze, the fucking screen fucking freezes up for like 5 seconds, then it fucking unfreezes, and I just fucking like, oh, I'm just like crashing into a fucking wall. That's awesome. So, and another one I did, fucking the game, does a, new and improved fuck up. Whereas sometimes all the fucking objects in the world just fucking disappear completely, like every rock and shit, every rocks, walls, enemies, fucking guardrails, like everything just fucking just completely disappears. So you know, you'll be seeing like just the ground, like just like the fucking plain, like, you know, ground textures, and like that's it, just fucking everything else is gone. I mean, all those fucking objects are still there. You just can't see them. Like, it just fucking disappears. So, invisible. That usually happens when you're driving. You start, like, boosting. Like, I don't know if you're just, like, going too fast and shit. Like, the game can't keep up with it. So, it's just fucking like, oh, we're just going to make everything fucking disappear. You can imagine how that turns out. Like the races turn out when that shit fucking happens, where you can't fucking see anything. I tried two of those. I tried racing two times and just get screwed by, like, technical fucking difficulties both times. So, yeah, fuck that. Yeah. It was kind of a shame. I mean, I really wanted to see fucking Defiance get, like, a second life, you know. Just, you know, it's just like, it's free to play this time. You know, they fixed the bugs, fucking update the graphics a little bit. they do that to fucking, it's like, yeah, it's fucking still a good game again. I still play it and shit, but yeah, as it is now, I mean, it's fucking tough to fucking recommend playing it. I mean, even with it being fucking free, as much as I'd like to say, like, fucking, like, I know they'll fucking fix it eventually and shit. Like, I just, you know, they'll iron out the kinks and shit. I'd like to say that, but, you know, I'd just be like, oh, it's just like the MMO launch problems. It just happens to every MMO. It's fucking, oh, the servers are too fucking, like, crowded or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, that original game, like, the original fucking Defiance had a lot of similar problems, and they had those for fucking years, and they never fucking, like, fixed them. You know, like the fucking, the lag and shit. So I can't really give fucking try on Worlds the fucking benefit of the doubt that they're going to be, you know, that they're fucking going to be all hands on deck and fucking righting the ship. You know, it's just like fucking like just this year, like the reboot kind of was their second chance to fucking like fix all that shit. And yeah, even like before, I was like watching some of them streaming, like they were just streaming the game like pre-released when like the beta and shit, and like all those problems that I'm talking about, like fucking shit disappearing and fucking like the lag freezing, like all that shit was still there in the streams, and fucking the enemies fucking teleporting and all that. And they were saying like, oh, you know, it's a pre-release fucking beta, it's all gonna be fixed and shit by the time it comes out. So there you go. Yeah, don't trust anybody. Though to be honest, I mean, I still find myself wanting to fucking play the game, like even with the lag, just like fucking like, ah, what do I want to play? So I'm fucking play fucking Defiance, even though it's kind of shitty. So yeah, I don't know if that's fucking like a just like nostalgia on my part, or if it is, it, you know, I mean, it is just such like a fucking zone out and just like shoot things type of game until they fucking explode into fucking bright fucking colors, you know what I mean? So it's good for that. I'm just fucking like, I don't know, I'm just gonna throw this on and just constantly fucking shoot shit until it fucking explodes. Good for that. I don't know what this is good for. Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press podcast. I'm all nice and hydrated now. Rehydrated myself. My fucking gallon of fucking Gatorade I got. Ridiculous. Absolutely fucking ridiculous, the size of this fucking thing. Yeah. If they told me for a dollar, it's like, I was getting like a normal size fucking Gatorade offer. Like, just like less money, you can get this one. I'm like, a bigger one. I'm like, okay. It's fucking the giant jug of fucking Gatorade. I don't know, fucking pancreas feels like it's going to fucking explode. I also found the fucking, like, the worst fucking feeling in the world. I discovered it. It's a new form of fucking torture, I think I found. just get out of the fucking shower, you know, fucking just completely fucking, you know, just freshly fucking showered, you know, fucking looking for a shirt, grab one. Put it on. I'm like, all right, whatever. I think this is clean. You know, grab my fucking pile of shirts and fucking like, fucking just walk around for a little bit. I'm like, I'm kind of fucking like itchy. And it feels like needles and shit sticking in me. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's, a shirt that's just covered in fine little hairs from when I fucking shaved my head. So, yeah, you know, just completely covered in just head hair, just like prickly fucking head hair that fucking came off and just, it was just completely dirty. Like, I put that shirt on like directly after I fucking shaved my head, so all that shit was just still in there, just like sticking in you and shit. And, like, you're not fucking expecting it. It's just, pins and needles sticking in you like constantly, like fucking, like, Jesus fucking, yeah, that's awful. It's probably the worst feeling I've ever had in my fucking life. Like, it's the most fucking uncomfortable thing I think I've ever experienced. But anyway, let's get through this here. Let's talk about Mars. So I think this is going for like a while ago before I got fucking on that Defiance tangent there. So yeah, Far Cry 5 got another DLC mission. Yeah, we went to the Nam before. That was the first one there. The Nam, where all my buddies are. Now we get Lost on Mars. Yeah, that's the name of the new DLC for Far Cry 5, Lost on Mars. So yeah, it starts out with some of those, like, you know, the shitty barely animated motion comic, they call it, like, motion comic cutscenes they use that I love so much. I fucking hate that fucking style. That had me worried there was gonna be like just like a low budget fucking garbage DLC mission. It was fucking like, dude, they can't even make like fucking like real cutscenes for this shit. It's gonna be like, you know, 5 fucking minutes long. It's gonna be gay. But you're playing as the pilot companion from the main game, from Far Cry 5, Nick. I used a lot in the main game. He was actually really useful there. I used him for almost the entire thing, I think, the entire game. He's up in a plane the entire time that you're using him, so it took me forever. I mean, I used him and shit, but just, I had no idea what the fuck he was, like, when they were like introducing him, just because... You don't fucking like see him. It's not like you're really talking to him and interacting with him. He's just flying up and like talking to you and shit. And just fucking, I don't know what the fuck this is. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, the guy was in the fucking the plane and shit. Okay, that makes sense. You're playing as him. He gets abducted by a beam of light. Fucking shines down on him and sucks him up, and he ends up on Mars. So. Spoiler there, I guess. And yeah, then you see a robot floating there who has the voice of another companion from the main game that was in the Far Cry 5 fucking story there. Herc, that guy, turns out his brain is in the robot. And his body's been torn apart by Mars bugs. So yeah, there's more fucking bugs here. Hell bugs, Mars bugs. And he wants you to explore the planet and get his body parts back and put them back together like that. You know, his body parts been fucking scattered by the bugs like all over the planet. You got to go find him, and he wants his body back. So So yeah, I'll just fucking get this very out of the way at the right up top here. I can't fucking stand Herc. I hate that character. I think he's fucking obnoxious. I don't think he's fucking like funny. And after listening to him for more than like 2 minutes, like he gets on my fucking like nerves like so much. I know he's kind of like a fan favorite for some reason. I'm told of fucking like, oh, everybody loves fucking Herc. I mean, he's in like that. He's in been in other Far Cry games too. He's in fucking Primal, and I think 4, might have been in 3, I don't know. It didn't even, like, register as somebody that I give a shit about, but apparently people like him, so, I just probably just, I didn't fucking use him at all in 5, so I couldn't fucking stand him. I thought he was fucking shitty utility-wise character, and I just fucking couldn't stand having him around. So, yeah, a fan favorite, though, that I don't know what fans, like French Far Cry fans maybe, because I mean Ubisoft is fucking French. He's basically like having fucking Robin Williams or Jerry Lee Lewis fucking yelling in your ear for the entire game. So yeah, and if you're a fan of people talking fast and like goofy voices and making pop culture references, and if you find like the comic relief characters from like anime, if you find that like genuinely fucking like belly laugh funny, prepare to laugh your balls off, I guess, in this fucking DLC. But if you're not like completely retarded, you're gonna probably want to drill holes in your head and fucking pour battery acid on your brain within like an hour of playing, so you can make yourself retarded, and that'll help a little bit. Then maybe you can fucking laugh at Herc and get raped by fucking Jeffrey Dahmer just like a sweet bonus to that too. So yeah, I mean, it's fucking like nonstop. It's one of those deals where you'll fucking complete an objective and he'll have some funny lines to say about it, and it just goes on and on as you just go to the next objective. He's just constantly fucking yapping. And yeah, the game will have to like artificially like keep you from like activating like a locked door or some shit like that. It's gonna like block you off from like going any further, or it won't give you like a prompt to like keep playing the game. It's like, no, we're just gonna like artificially block you off until like this fucking line, you know, this fucking long drawn out fucking Herc performance is done. So you have to fucking sit there and listen to him. It's like, Jesus fuck, dude, shut the fuck up. So yeah, I mean, sometimes you'll get lucky and it'll let you fucking like cut them off. So certain instances of like fucking like, oh, I jumped down a hole. He's like fucking, oh, those holes on this fucking planet are pretty. Oh, I went down there once and my daddy and blah blah blah. It's like fucking like just jump down the fucking hole. And so you just like get the fucking go to the next objective if you can. Even if you're fucking mentally handicapped and enjoy fucking Herc's humor, believe me, you're gonna be fucking well and Herc'd out by the end of the fucking game. So yeah, I mean, what you're trying to do on Mars isn't that fucking different from what you'd expect to do in any other Far Cry game. I mean, it's actually it's a decent sized fucking expansion. A lot bigger than like the Nam one, which you could just fucking like blow through in like a couple hours if you want. I even like tried exploring that fucking Nam one. I was taking my time. It's still like 3 hours maybe. You were done with that. Lost on Mars is a good like 10. It sort of like forces you to do everything, like all the side missions almost. You have to like go to every tower in the game, power it up, and then, but in order to fucking get like the power back on to like the facilities that are on there, you need to get these power crystals, and there's like, you know, missions for those to get, you know, to get more of them, and you have to find fucking all of Faggot Herc's fucking body parts and shit. Like, you have to do that to finish the game. So you're going to end up fucking exploring the entire map pretty much, no matter what, if you want to finish it. So, and yeah, it's a pretty big map. So, so yeah, you have to get like those crystals, right, to power up like the towers and there's different like research facilities or whatever. It's like, oh, you need a crystal. Just yeah, you have to kill these queen bugs to get those. Yeah, there's only a few types of enemies in the game, the DLC. It's like a couple different variants of these giant bugs that look like a crossover between like, I don't know, like a praying mantis and like a spider or some shit. And so some of them will spit poison at you. Some of like a regular just like projectile they spit, and like some of them will poison you. Then you have like these flying bats that also like spit shit at you, and these fucking little fucking globules or whatever that fucking run at you and explode like suicide bomb type thing, but they're real small and hard to shoot or see. And so yeah, I mean the queens you have to kill to get the crystals is kind of like larger versions of the standard bugs that can kind of do the same like attacks and shit. But yeah, but then when you're fighting the queens, like once you get their health down to like a third, they'll bury themselves in like sand or whatever, like go into the ground, burrow down. And then in order to get them back out to resurface, you have to kill, a bunch of just like standard enemies will fucking spawn in. You have to just kill those until the fucking queen emerges and shit, or there's fucking like eggs. There'll be like nests, like kind of scattered around where the queens are, and there'll be like eggs you can shoot that to like just like a bar that fills up depending on how much, how many enemies you kill or whatever, and then she'll pop back up. You have to finish her off, and yeah, there's like 15 of those queens you gotta kill. So kind of cool, but it's also kind of almost the same fight you're doing 15 different times. But it's not bad. It's, I think like the concept of it, like the concept of that fight's cooler than like kind of how it plays out most of the time. So yeah, I mean, fighting the bugs in general is a pain in the ass. I mean, you're on Mars. It's kind of just like this barren planet. Not much for cover around, really. It's just fucking like cliffs and dirt, and you'll see like some rocks, the occasional like fucking like box or whatever you can kind of like duck down behind. And you get the fucking bugs like spitting at you from like a mile away. And yeah, stealth really isn't an option in the game. As soon as it's still like those like the indicators still there of like, somebody can see you or whatever, like, the bug fucking will see you. But pretty much like as soon as that pops up, like, they'll see you. Like, there's no like fucking, it's like real quick. There's no like real way around it. It's not just fucking like, again, it's not like in the base Far Cry game or whatever where it's fucking like, oh, the thing's, the indicator's filling up. I can, hide in the grass or whatever, or fucking, hide behind a bunch of fucking, hide behind a hill. It's just fucking, the planet's pretty fucking so open that it's just fucking like, just like pretty much instantly just fucking, you get near one of them, they're gonna start attacking you. So yeah, you either have to fucking fight them or just run away and get shot in the back as you're doing it, and just try to get away from them. So yeah, I mean, he'll get into these situations where you're getting fucking pelted from every fucking angle. There's fucking bats in the sky fucking shooting at you, there's a fucking bug on a cliff behind you somewhere. Three of them fucking charging at you, fucking shooting at you from fucking, miles away. And you can't really fucking move anywhere because you're surrounded by fucking, like, dirt, any soft dirt on the ground that you step on will cause one of them, a bug will spawn, and fucking they rise up and grab you like a fucking graboid or a sandworm. So I mean, that's, again, it's kind of like that sounds cool. Like, that sounds pretty intense, right? I mean, that sounds fucking like describing that. It's like fucking, it's cool. It's like fucking, again, Starship Troopers or some shit, or, pretty intense fucking battles going on. But yeah, fighting alien bugs that are surrounding you, they're fucking coming up from the ground, and you have a fucking jetpack too you're using. So you're fucking like floating around rock to rock and, air strafing and fucking like ground pounding and shit. The elements are there. I mean, again, I'm just describing it like, that sounds fucking cool as shit. But in practice, actually playing it, it's like fucking, I don't know, it's kind of annoying. It's not terrible. It's not a fucking like terrible like experience fighting, but it just kind of feels cheap at times, or you have to kind of like play cheap in order to like fucking like, have a chance at like winning the battles. Yeah, all the weapons kind of suck. It takes forever to fucking kill anything. Even if you're fucking unlocking, like at first I was like, I'm fucking takes a lot of shots, a lot of times, you know, a lot of time to kill one of these fucking bugs or whatever. And it's fucking like, oh, you know, you can get like these different guns, and then this one gives you like the damage indicator, you know, how much damage it does, the fucking range and all that shit, and so all these different upgrades and all that shit. And I mean, not like something that really that in depth. It's just fucking like, oh, you spend, as you progress, you're just unlocking more powerful guns and shit. But yeah, it's still just kind of, it still just takes forever to fucking kill anything. Or it's fucking like, oh, you know, it's fucking, just, I have to play like kind of shitty. You know, it's just fucking, I was getting surrounded, my fucking health's getting drained and shit. So I had to keep fucking backing off and waiting for my fucking health to recharge. It's fucking like, you know, then it's like, oh, you can buy armor. You buy the armor, and it's just, that gets torn up in like a second. Like after a couple hits, it's just fucking like gone. So that doesn't really help either. And all these different types of grenades and shit. So fucking you try using those, and they're you know, you're on fucking Mars, so you're fucking throwing a grenade, and it's all like, it's just like floaty and shit. It just like takes forever to fucking travel. And yeah, just like these wide open spaces where, you know, you'll just fucking throw them, and the enemies just fucking like, oh, those walk right past them. Like they're running towards you, you throw them, and then fucking they're up, they run right past it before it fucking explodes and shit. And so yeah, I mean, it's just, it's not even that the game's that fucking difficult, really. They just the fact that you have to play like a cunt, you know what I mean? You're just fucking jetpacking up to a cliff and take some pot shots and get in back up into cover, and then like, oh, pop out, fucking take a couple shots after your health recharges. Yeah, for as like dumb action-y as the game like wants to be, as it's kind of like presenting itself. And that's kind of like what the main fucking Far Cry 5 fucking campaign is. Just fucking, I don't know, just fucking just blow shit up and just, you know, go nuts. And here it's kind of like, oh, it's just kind of that, but like a sci-fi on Mars, like stupid fucking B-movie shit. It would be fucking great, but it's just kind of, it's kind of slow and like sluggish and shit, you know? Not as fucking action-y as you'd think. So I mean, like, when you first fucking start playing, you first, like, open the doors from where you start, like, in the initial research center that you're in, you first, like, oh, here's fucking Mars, you fucking, it's like, dude, it looks fucking incredible, like, fucking, like, visually, it's, oh, it's fucking amazing, you know? And you're using the jetpack to, like, hop around and explore, it's like, oh, this is fucking cool as shit, that's great. You know, you get to the first tower, you climb up the first tower, and it's like a puzzle, you know? Like a puzzle trying to get up it and figure out what platforms you can jump onto with your jetpack, like how high is the fucking jetpack gonna reach. So so it seems good. It's like fucking like, oh, they just keep building off of this is fucking cool. But they don't really fucking do much with that. Like, it's not like climbing the towers really gets that much more complex, really. I mean, they'll add elements to it, like the different towers, like fucking like, oh, this one has like lasers and shit, or, you know, fucking these like electric traps that you just kind of, you know, like pulse electricity, like, you know, 5 seconds of electricity, then it stops, 5 seconds of electricity, like, you know, so you just kind of like timing, like, all right, I just got to time that out. But it's just, you know, it's just really not that well designed. I don't think it's not really that challenging. Trying to figure these out. It's still basically just fucking, I was going to just keep jumping and look up for the next platform I want to go to and just keep jumping till I get to the top. Like, there's nothing really crazy, like puzzly or anything like that, trying to figure it out. Same thing with like the concept of the bugs attacking you when you step on the dirt. You know what I'm saying? You know, they introduced that like at the beginning. It's fucking, again, just like a great fucking concept of like, you know, it's like Tremors, like classic fucking like Tremors and shit. Now you fucking step on the dirt and fucking, you know, figure it make for like some, it's like, ah, they're going to do like some interesting challenges they're going to do with this, like sequences where you're fucking, you're going to be jumping rock to rock and outrunning the fucking, you know, outrunning the fucking underground bugs and shit, like trying not to fucking step on the thing before the fucking bugs come up and shit, or I don't know, like an enemy that, you know, like just like a one that's not going to chase you, but, you know, you'll see it fucking like come up and it's going to, you know, just like, I don't know, something cool like that. But they don't really do anything with it. I mean, the way it works is like pretty much as soon as your feet touch soft dirt, like within a matter of like seconds, just fucking a bug will just pop out and you'll be stuck in like an animation of, you know, you'll be like kicking the thing a few times before you can like fuck off from it, and you know, just fucking fire up your jetpack and just kind of back away from it and start shooting it. So it's just like the entire, it's just like, oh, I'm just not going to step on the fucking dirt then. Like, this fuck, you know, it's not like you see, like, step on it and you see something coming towards you. That's, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking, I mean, they'll show, like, mounds of dirt, like, going, you know, like, swimming around or whatever in the fucking dirt. It's like mounds fucking moving, so you can see the bug, like, there'll be, like, the fucking, the bugs in there, but it's fucking, like, it doesn't matter that they're fucking, like, you know, 50 feet away, then you step on the dirt, and in a fucking second, it's just like an automatic thing of just fucking bugs right there. It's fucking just gonna get you after you sit there for a couple seconds, you know. And then again, they don't really do anything with it, so yeah, I'm just not gonna fight. Like, I'm not even gonna just avoid the fucking dirt in the game. It's really not that hard to do. It just fucking just takes longer to get anywhere. It's fucking like, I don't know, just fucking go around it and whatever. So. Yeah, there's even like a section of the map where your jetpack won't work at all, like because of whatever the electromagnetic interference of, like, oh, if you entered an area, your fucking jet, you can't use your jetpack. So it's like, it seems like that'd be like a prime place for shit like that, you know what I mean? And fucking climbing and jumping puzzles, it just, you know, fucking again, it's like the dirt, like, oh, here's a fucking just like a big area where it's fucking, you just have to go rock to rock and shit and try to outrun something, but they don't really. It's like there's like a couple ledges you have to climb up, and you know, fighting's a little bit harder because you can't just fucking jetpack away there. But yeah, nothing really stands out. There's no like real fucking memorable moments there. They fucking like set up. It's just fucking, I don't know. It's just, you can't use your jetpack. That's about it. You're doing the same shit. Yeah, just fucking. Yeah, I know that's kind of like the general fucking criticism you can give fucking open world games, you know what I mean? Of just fucking, you're not really doing anything memorable, he's kind of doing the same thing over and over, but, yeah, he's doing like the checklist activities or whatever, but, I mean, it's pretty much, it's kind of what you're doing here, you know? It's fucking just like so weird to be like, oh, they have all this cool, like, unique setup on Mars, they can do a bunch of shit with it, but it's like, I know, he's kind of made, didn't really take the time to make the combat that fun and whatever. I mean, you can jump higher and float around, but again, they just don't really do much with it. They kind of try to mask the that repetition with fuckface fucking comic relief robot that's jabbering the entire fucking time. But I think that makes it fucking worse, you know. I think it would have been nice to just kind of, it's like, God, I'd almost rather just be fucking quietly fucking floating around fucking Mars and just, you know, killing the occasional fucking giant insect, you know. It could have been like an awesome like sci-fi horror game, you know what I mean? But you know, fucking Beyonce jokes, and you know, the faster you talk, the funnier you are, and yeah, in space they say nobody can hear you scream, but I fucking wish you're gonna hear that fucking awful character talking. So yeah, that's fucking Far Cry 5. Again, it's not fucking horrible. It's just fucking like, yeah, it's just kind of cool. I mean, I even say it's worth it, you know, if you're just fucking, if you're bored, you want to play something for like 10 hours or whatever, sorry, you could do worse, it's okay. So yeah, a lot of hype this week for that Octodad Traveler game, wasn't there? I was hearing an awful lot about that. The big Nintendo Switch exclusive, Octodad Traveler. So you know, I have a fucking Nintendo Switch. I own fucking one game for it, but I fucking have it. So, yeah, so some of what I was hearing about the game, like, made it sound like it's like fucking, you know, the second coming of fucking Christ, of like, oh, you know, it's the best fucking JRPG since Chrono Trigger. It's, you know, it's like a fucking Square Enix fucking 16-bit classic game. Fucking, it really captured what you loved about fucking, Super Nintendo fucking Final Fantasy games, all that shit. Yeah, well, you know, I fucking hate JRPGs. I never liked them. Like, even though I was like fucking like prime age to fucking play those, and the Super Nintendo was out and shit, never liked them. Yeah, not for the lack of like trying either. I mean, I have fucking audio documentation on this very podcast over the years. You know, multiple times over the years, fucking getting suckered into fucking playing JRPGs because I feel like I'm missing something. I'm missing out, like something important in like my gaming experience. You know what I mean? It was fucking like this old genre that I fucking barely touch and I fucking hate. But maybe I'm missing something. But yeah, I don't think I am. I'm not. They're gay as shit. Yeah. It was what, like fucking 2 weeks ago or so. I tried playing fucking Nier Automata for, played that for like 10 hours or so. And that's a fucking terrible fucking game. Yeah, I even tried playing, Chrono Trigger not that long ago. And some people say that's fucking like, there's like, oh, it's the greatest game ever made. And fucking nothing's going to be fucking Chrono Trigger. It's awesome. Tried playing that. It's like, no, it's fucking, the game's fucking dumb. I don't know. I didn't like it at all. So yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to fucking fall for that again with Octodad. Especially when hearing people say things like fucking like, oh, you know, it's hearing like fucking like, oh, you know, you're going to have to like grind for a little bit. I mean, so there's just no way around it. You just got to get in the mindset of, so I'm just going to grind fucking random battles for a while. But, you know, it's just part of like the old school fucking RPG charm, isn't it? And it's like, yeah, okay, go fuck yourself. I'm not fucking doing that shit. It's fucking awful. I don't know why the fuck anybody does that. These people just have fucking like time just to waste. You know, it's fucking like not even like getting into like, you're playing video games anyway, you're wasting time just fucking this move. Like, if you're doing the same shit over and over again, just for by design, the game, it's just fucking like, you just have to just spend time doing shit, of wasting time in order to fucking like progress. It's like, that's awful, dude. Like, I can't stand fucking grinding. So yeah, anyway, so yeah, you know, I was feeling a little bit left out. So, you know, alienated from the zeitgeist as usual. I wanted to play a nice fucking meaty long RPG too, to completion. It's been a while, so that just seems like a long time since I played a fucking RPG, like a nice big one. So yeah, just not a fucking JRPG, because those are gay. I wanted to play fucking a cool guy RPG. So yeah, I started playing Divinity Original Sin, which is, it's kind of an older game. I don't know exactly when it came out. I know the sequel came out a couple of years ago. Divinity Original Sin 2 came out. But yeah, I was like, fucking, like, yeah, if I'm going to play that, like, you know, that's the newer one, but I want to try doing like the original one first. The first one, both those fucking games, 1 and 2, just get all sorts of fucking praise, like another one of those fucking critical fucking circle jerk fests of, you know, I was looking at the fucking the store page on Steam before I fucking installed it, and it's, you know, bought it a while ago, so never fucking played it, and it's fucking, it's like, oh, you know, 98% fucking positive reviews, fucking player and fucking critical fucking darling, and all these fucking awards it won. You know, it's fucking RPG of the year, fucking game of the year, Cannes Film Festival fucking award or whatever, I don't know, all of it, won all the fucking awards. So yeah, it's like a, you know, it's like a classic fucking classic fantasy computer RPG, CRPG, which I like. You know, I've liked quite a few of those over the fucking years. And but yeah, plus I was like, oh, you can play with a controller too, which I also like. And it's kind of slow and clumsy when you play it with a controller, but, you know, at least they give you the fucking option to do that. You know, and it's turn-based combat, so it's like three for three right off the bat. I'm like, dude, it's fucking pretty cool, right up my alley here. So yeah, it's your typical fucking top-down party-based Western RPG. Though they do something unique where, you know, when you first start in the game, you can create, they have you create two characters, like two main characters. You create fucking both of them. It's not just fucking like, oh, you know, create your fucking, customize your character. It's like, no, you do that, but you do it like twice, you know. Those are like your starting party members. You can like swap between them whenever you want. So there's not really like a main protagonist. You know, it's not fucking just one guy. It's fucking like these two were kind of the main. He has like two main protagonists, and no, they'll fuck, you know, they'll talk to each other. You can pick dialogue responses for each of them. So, you know, you'll be talking to an NPC, and then fucking like, you can pick like, sorry, this the one of the fucking, one of the characters wants to do one thing, the other one wants to do another thing. And then it puts you into like a rock, paper, scissors like mini game, where in this case, I guess the computer, like, you know, the computer AI will take over one of them, and you're trying to fucking you know, he's doing fucking a rock, paper, scissors thing to fucking see who wins, see what response is going to be, you know, which one's going to want to, is going to fucking win that debate or whatever, whatever the fuck they're doing. It's designed to be, the game's designed to be like drop in, drop out co-op is what it is. I mean, that's the reason for that, of fucking out two people picking two different things and shit, but that's why, you know, it's just designed to be played with other people. But yeah, when you're a loser like me, when you're fucking playing by yourself, it's a little odd to fucking control that, and just, you know, it's fucking, you have to like press the right trigger to bring up a character select wheel, and then switch over to who you want to control and shit. And then it's fucking, it's like, all right, you know, you pick between those two, and then it's fucking left trigger to bring up like another wheel with your fucking inventory and fucking stats and all that shit. So again, I don't think your fucking control is great with the control. Like, after a while, I was like, I probably should have just fucking started playing this with a keyboard and mouse. This is fucking like kind of slow and shit. But when I first started playing it, it's fucking, I thought it was gonna be like an action RPG, like Diablo or fucking Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance or some shit like that. Yeah, because it looks and it controls like one of those games, you know, where it's fucking just, it's fucking like the over the shoulder and shit, just 3D shit. But but you can't like jump, you can't like really attack, you know, just like running around fucking attacking shit in like real time, anything like that. It doesn't take long before you have like this massive fucking inventory of just fucking random shit that you have in your bag of it for like, you know, it's like crafting and fucking selling this shit, scrolls and fucking spells and all this shit. It's not like simplified like at all from like fucking whatever, like a Dungeons and Dragons, like, you know, like fucking like hardcore RPGs. Like, no, it is that, like, it is fucking, it's like a ton of shit here, but it's actually like more depth to it, I would say, than most RPGs, if anything. There's an emphasis on choice and how you like go about doing like anything in the game, you know, even like standard things like, all right, a door or a chest or some shit's like locked, and you have the option of like, all right, you can lock pick it or you can break it down or whatever, like that type of thing. But then almost like any object in the world, so you can like pick it up and like manually fucking move it with a, you know, just fucking like, all right, I want to move this barrel over here, you can just fucking like pick it up, move it over there, set it down, and like all this shit. So yeah, it's not like that different from, it's like, you know, like a 3D, like first person, like Elder Scrolls game or something like that, or like Fallout. It's like, oh, you can do that and pick up all the objects and move them. Yeah, but again, just like on top of just like a top down fucking RPG and shit, with like all these systems going on. So it's a lot going on there. So it's like, oh, this character is fucking telekinesis, fucking spells and scrolls to move shit, and all these fucking elemental shenanigans going on, where it's fucking like, oh, you know, there's a guy sitting, like standing in water, you can fucking zap the water to fucking hurt him, or see something on fire and fucking, it's like, oh, well, I can just use like a rain spell to put it out and fucking, you'll see like a trap on the ground. It's like, all right, well, I'm going to pick up a fucking barrel and move it over. So, you know, again, it's fucking just, you know, as far as like, I'm talking like the old school, again, like the Baldur's Gate, fucking Neverwinter Nights, like whatever, like that, like that type of old school computer role playing game is like, you know, those are like stat heavy and shit, but you take that and then you add on top of that of like all this fucking almost like modern RPG shit that you'd expect, you know what I mean? But it's not like fucking one or the other. It's like fucking like both those things like working at once. That aspect of it seems interesting, but it's also kind of clunky to do any of that. You know, you have to like pull up a menu and click down a couple times for any action you want to take. And, you know, it's fucking, again, it's like, ah, oh, there's like a chest and shit. Right, well, I'm going to just keep beating the shit out of it until it fucking gets destroyed. So, all right, if I bring up a menu, attack, check, attack, fucking chest, fucking attack, and then bring up the menu again, fucking attack again, and like just keep doing that like 10 fucking times. You know what I mean? It just fucking like takes forever. If you hit Y, it brings up your heart, your hot bar at the bottom of the screen. And if I can scroll over to an empty spot, you have to like press X and fucking a menu will pop up of, you know, insert insert item or insert fucking spell or whatever, and then fucking like, all right, item, fuck, it brings up like, it brings up your inventory, fucking pick whatever you want to use, pick your scroll. You had to close the inventory, fucking open up the fucking hotbar again, click over to the fucking scroll, fucking use scroll, then you fucking use the fireball scroll, and it's like, yeah, so yeah, the controller support, again, is there, but it fucking sucks. It's pretty rough. Again, it's one of those things where it's like, cool that they have it there, but yeah, I started playing with it, it was fucking like, this is rough to fucking, to play. Yeah, I was fucking dealing with it, you know, just because you can, you know, it's not a fucking, you can do it, it's just not like a, not a fast-paced game, it's, the game's fucking slow as shit, like any way you look at it, it's fucking slow, you know, the characters move really fucking slow, the combat's slow, even by, like, turn-based, standards, you know, the fucking, it's slow, the storytelling's fucking brutally fucking slow. Again, I started playing the game in the mindset of like fucking, I was like, all right, this is probably gonna be like 100-hour fucking game or whatever. Fucking, it's probably gonna have fucking egregious fucking exposition in it. I'm fine. Like, I'm just fucking like bracing myself for that. Of like, all right, I'm going to the mindset if I want to go into this fucking, just go into a long fucking RPG, you know. But yeah, holy shit! The entire fucking game's voice acted. Like every line of it's fucking voice acted. Yeah, the deliveries are good and everything. Just it's just a fucking game with, you know, just game with fucking like pages and pages of fucking dialogue. You know what I mean? For every fucking character, and I can read a hell of a lot faster than fucking someone's gonna fucking deliver these fucking lines, you know what I mean? Like the voice acting, but unless they're talking like the fucking Micro Machine guy, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I'd rather just be reading this shit and just moving on. But says, so yeah, I'd start like reading what was on screen. Like fucking like, all right, well, again, I'm in like the fucking old school like computer role playing game fucking mindset of like, all right, I was gonna be reading like a fucking novel as I'm playing this game, but so I start like reading it, but then it's fucking like, I don't have to fucking do that. Like, you know, they're acting out the entire fucking thing, so it's actually really fucking distracting. Like trying to follow along, like read along with that, because I'd always end up fucking like reading ahead, and that fucks me all up. Yeah, especially when they change like certain words and like phrasings from like what's written down, and they'll fucking like act out, like, you know, they'll be saying something else, so, you know, like a different like phrase or whatever, or changing like little words. Like, I'm like, well, what, dude? I'm all fucked up now. So, I can't fucking stand subtitles at all. Usually, like, you know, English subtitles with fucking English dialogue. Like that fucking normally distracts me, like, let alone fucking, you know, people doing fucking 20-minute soliloquies and trying to fucking follow along with that. So, yeah, well, I ended up having to fucking just, like, look away from the screen completely for fucking Divinity, any like, dialogue. Like, I can't even, like, look at these words as they're being acted out. I was just fucking, like, looking away. I'm like, oh, I guess it's going to just pretty much be like listening to a fucking like podcast now, you know what I mean? It's fucking just listening to a fucking a Renaissance Fair fucking podcast, I guess, because yeah, Divinity Original Sin, like that it's not fucking cool guy fantasy. it's not cool guy fantasy at all. Like, it's that kind of like cheesy fucking young adult punny like British the writers like really love fucking alliteration, corny fantasy. Like, it's that type of fantasy. I don't know what that's called, like what that genre is. That fucking high fantasy or fucking low fantasy. I don't know. It's definitely not fucking like dark fantasy. Like, you know, it's not like the fucking The Witcher or Game of Thrones or anything like that. So it's not even like Lord of the Rings or fucking Dungeons and Dragons type fantasy. Like, like that, you know, like that, Julian, you know, again, like Lord of the Rings and shit, D&D, like that can be like certain aspects of it can be fucking like juvenile and like nerdy and shit, but you know, they can also have like, you know, fucking badass fucking monsters and fucking, you know, violence and fucking like, you know, sexy chicks and fucking and all that shit. So it's not that like super like, you know, again, young adult, you know, it's fucking it can be cool. right, guys? So yeah, Divinity's like fucking, I don't know, it's whimsical. Like even the orcs and the skeletons in the game are cartoony and like lighthearted, and yeah, you talk to some guy who can transform into a cat. And yeah, I'm a cat person. I mean, I'm not a fucking like furry or anything like that. I just think fucking like cats are fucking like awesome animals. You know what I mean? They're fucking like fluffy and they're cute. So, but they're also fucking like schizophrenic and they'll fuck your shit up. So, you know, the nature is perfect pet. So yeah, I'm talking to this cat man in Divinity who can fucking like transform into a cat at will. I'm just fucking like cringing. Like, you know, he's going on for like half an hour with fucking like, you know, cat puns and what it's like to fucking lick yourself. And oh, you know, he'd stay in cat form if he could, except he needs fucking opposable thumbs to open doors. And he wants to fuck some other cat. And yeah, again, I like cats. You know what I mean? Like I fucking like cats as fucking animals, but I'm pretty sure the writers of fucking Divinity, like literally fuck cats. Like, allegedly, that's probably going to be the next industry scandal. You know, old fucking tweets resurface of Divinity fucking developers fucking cats. So yeah, I mean, you're in some sort of like guild or something in the game. You're investigating a murder, and you finally get into the room where the guy was murdered. And then a crystal fucking randomly explodes, and it sends you to some alternate dimension. Look, I don't fucking know. I don't know. Like right around then, it's just like, that shit happened with like a plot point that seemed like, I'm like, ah, it's like following like the main shit. It's just fucking like going around talking to people and collecting information and all that shit. But then like right around like the big twist of fucking, when that happened, I'm like, it just kind of like clicked. I'm like, this is kind of gay. Like the gayness was getting to me. I couldn't take it. Yeah, so some fucking broad was like, I weave the fabric of time, and oh, all time is, time that is and time that will be, and oh, you are shrouded from my view of time. This is my orc friend who's a historian, and like, fucking, it's like, Jesus, dude, like, it's all, again, it's just like all, like, just like, super cheesy, fucking, like, trying to be funny, like, straight face, like, just a little, I don't know, just gay. Yeah, I'm like, fucking, like, well, that's fucking silly. I'm like, this is kind of dumb. This is good. I'm like, whatever. I tried, like, I was going to, like, wander out into the wilds, like, outside of like, the starting town and just, like, I also ended up with, like, you know, these fucking, like, 50 quests that are all open, and it's fucking, like, not really set up well, where it's telling you where you're supposed to be going or, like, what you're doing. You just have, like, one of those deals where it's fucking just, like a diary of just really vague instructions of what you're supposed to be doing with each quest. I have like fucking like 50 of them just like in this list. I'm just fucking, I don't know what the fuck any of these are. And just, you know, it's fucking, oh, go see like fucking, go see fucking One-Eyed Sally or some shit. And just fucking like, I don't know what the fuck that is, dude. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, even like after like playing it for like 10 hours, like I have no idea. In like the starting town, I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is, where she is. I don't fucking care. So I was like, yeah, I was going to fucking the wild somewhere and just outside the fucking town and, you know, just getting into some fights and shit. Just maybe I'll like that. Like maybe the combat's a little bit better, but I didn't like that either. Yeah, they make it like old school where you try like experimenting with the spell and fucking it ends up like, oh, I wonder what this does. It ends up fucking like lighting your entire fucking like party on fire and shit. And yeah, then they all fucking die and like fucking like, oh, you have like a, oh, you're supposed to know to just stock up on like resurrection scrolls or whatever the fuck. And I don't know, fuck it. I uninstalled it. I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know. I kept like, you know, it's like, oh, experiment with this. Oh, I tried digging up the ground somewhere and oh, fucking something explodes. Oh, your party died. LOL. Oh, cool. We didn't fucking, last save was, you know, half an hour ago. Oh, cool. Let's fucking quit and uninstall the fucking game, dude. I'm fucking done. I played a couple other games, but they suck too. I should have just fucking stuck with Dragon's Dogma. It's probably what I'm going to play this week, dude. Fucking Dragon's Dogma is fucking cool. That's a cool guy RPG. So, we're done here. Am I sure? Are we done here? Let me fact check that. I'll fucking Google it. Kill any fucking conversational flow we get going on, then I'll throw some fucking kettlebells around and go bow hunting. Shave my head so that my fucking botched hair plugs All those scars really fucking shine through my bald, stupid head. Anyway, gruntfreepress.com is the website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email. I'm absolute deicide. I'll see you in the octagon, fucking bitch.
Don't.